Example 19. My mother has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. Example. My mother has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, and I'm very worried about her. I'm worried about what life will be like for her and how we'll take care of her. The doctor said she's only in the beginning stages of it, but that it can be a fairly fast-moving illness and that we should prepare ourselves. I have no idea how to prepare for something like this. She's always been a very smart woman who enjoys conversation and discussing ideas. I don't think I can endure watching her to lose all of that. It's helpful to remember, as you observe the experiences of others, that your perspective of their experience is always different from their perspective of their experience. In other words, your mother may feel no negative emotion at all as her focus diminishes, while you could torture yourself a great deal over it. As you see your mother's ability to focus seeming to diminish, you may wish to find ways to bring her back to a more alert state of awareness. Some work hard to try to induce their loved ones to just try harder to focus, offering them games and stimulation in the way you might try to motivate a child to learn something. But these well-meaning people are misunderstanding something very important about the condition of their parents. This disease is a path of least resistance that their parents have created for themselves for a gradual exit from this physical experience. And any efforts to try to hold them here does not help them. Of course, you would feel better if your mother were living a sharp, clear, joyful experience, but you cannot create that for her. Most people never find a way to bring themselves into joyful balance in a situation like this, because for the most part, they depend on finding improved situations before they find an improved feeling. But since they have no way of fixing a situation like this, they usually find no way of maintaining their own personal balance. Like, give me an improved condition, and then I'll feel better, is what most people are asking for. But what is really required of you is the ability to maintain your balance and your connection to who you really are, regardless of the conditions that exist. Unconditional love is maintaining my connection to my source, which is love, regardless of the conditions that surround me. Your mother, in this situation, has found a way to free herself of the thoughts that were holding her out of alignment with who she really is, and in her death experience, she will then experience complete connection. However, in understanding what your emotions are telling you, and by making a conscious effort to find increasingly better feeling thoughts, you will come into your full and complete connection without the need for the Alzheimer's disease or the death experience to bring it about. So, from where you are, begin right now to bring yourself into alignment without asking your mother to change the conditions of her experience. For instance, I can't bear to see my mother losing her grasp on life. She was always so brilliant, I never thought that this would happen to her. But while I see her frustration, it isn't actually more than what she has usually felt. In fact, many issues that have angered her in the past seem to be diminished in importance. The frustration that she shows seems to have replaced the anger that I've so often seen. These days, I often witness a sort of peaceful resignation in her. It feels as if she's released many of her long-fought struggles. Her memory is often vivid regarding some things. She's clearly not suffering with this as much as her loving family is. I've never thought that my mother would live forever. I didn't believe that my mother would live longer than I would. While it's hard to imagine being prepared for the death of one's parent, in some ways, this disease is preparing us all. And, most of all, it seems to be preparing my mother. When I see it like this, I feel appreciation for this unfolding. I'm coming to understand that all things are working for our greatest benefit. At times, things that seem out of balance and not to our advantage actually are to our advantage. I'm looking forward to remembering that we're always blessed and that things are always working out for us.